Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, February 26th, 2026. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Deuteronomy 6:6 and 7. When we approach this passage through an inductive Bible study lens, we begin with observation. What does the text actually say? Moses gives two main commands. First, that God's words must be on your heart. And second, that these same words must be taught diligently to the next generation. The passage goes on to describe a pattern of daily life: sitting, walking, lying down, rising, showing that teaching is woven into the normal rhythms of living. Nothing in this passage feels rushed or complicated. Instead, it feels steady, daily, and intentional. Moving to interpretation, we ask what these observations mean. Throughout this week, we have seen that Moses spoke these words to a generation on the edge of the promised land, a generation that needed to be anchored in God's truth so they would not drift into the spiritual danger of forgetfulness. These verses teach that faithfulness begins inwardly on your heart and then flows outwardly into the home. They show us that spiritual leadership is not defined by a single event or perfect moment, but by consistent, small choices made every day. Teaching children or younger believers is not limited to formal devotions or scheduled lessons. It is a lifestyle that blends truth with conversation, example, and daily presence. Now we move to application, where the Word calls us to action. The first and most personal question is God's Word truly on my heart? If Scripture is distant from our thoughts, if obedience feels optional, or if spiritual habits are weak, it becomes difficult, if not impossible, to pass the faith to someone else. The application must begin with transforming our internal life. This may mean recommitting to Scripture reading, strengthening prayer habits, or confessing areas where we have drifted. The second application concerns our influence on the next generation. Whether you are a parent, grandparent, mentor, teacher, or simply a church member who loves the next generation, this passage calls you to intentional discipleship. Think about the natural moments in your day: driving, talking before bedtime, sharing meals, greeting kids at church, or interacting with students. Each moment is an open door for encouragement, guidance, Scripture, and Christ-like example. You do not need perfect words. You need a willing heart, a steady presence, and an intentional mindset. If you apply this passage by inviting the Word into your daily rhythms, God will use you quietly and powerfully to shape the next generation for Christ.